Hello everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. Bully buskers are facing a clampdown. A Gen Z birdwatcher's best pal is a funk song singing pet cockatiel. And a city man has endured 4 years of hell amid drug activity and bad behaviour.
Street performers could soon be banned from selling CDs and using high-powered amps as part of a proposed crackdown on Norwich's bully buskers. Norwich City Council has revealed a set of suggested guidelines for busking following complaints from some shopkeepers and musicians about the antisocial behaviour and loud volumes of some city centre performers. They include a ban on amplifiers powered by mains electricity or a generator, and any speaker above 30 watts, approximately 10 watts higher than a standard home speaker. Although there's no maximum volume stated within the suggested guidelines, they stipulate that performances should be just above the ambient street noise, with amplifiers prohibited after 9 p.m. The document adds that performers should pitch up no closer than 50 metres from other musicians and being considerate of those dining outside when choosing where to perform. Buskers would also be banned from selling merchandise like CDs while performing on the street and must not pitch up near cash points. The guidelines also provide suggestions for suitable busking spots in the city centre. The list includes Gentleman's Walk, Haymarket, the junction of Castle Street and Davy Place, St George's Street, London Street between Exchange Street and Little London Street, Tombland and All Saints Green. The council added that although these have been identified as the most suitable locations for street performances, the rules around volume and antisocial behaviour would apply anywhere a busker performs.
For most Canary fans, the frustration of the 1-0 defeat away to Birmingham City was more than compensated by the knowledge of the playoff campaign to follow. But for Tim Merchant, 34, there was another twist to the afternoon that must have taken the shine off even that. Dr. Merchant returned to his car after the game to find that it had been dismantled by criminals who had completely stripped it for parts. The doctor who works for the NHS 111 service in Norwich was left stranded in Birmingham for several hours while he arranged for the remaining hulk to be collected before he could make his way home by train. I went to the game and when I got back to the car, I found it completely destroyed. The whole front of the car was missing, the window was smashed in, all of the electrics were completely pulled out and removed. Some Birmingham fans came to check on me. They said there had been similar incidents like this. Gangs easily get the parts to sell on. They're not targeting high-end cars because certain vehicles are easier to get into and the parts are more valuable.
A man whose life is being made miserable due to the behaviour of some neighbours is pleading with the City Council for help. Valdemar Cercus has been living in Vauxhall Street for the last 4 years and has had to cope with constant antisocial behaviour in his flat block. The 53-year-old said, "It's been an issue for years. It's so loud, my walls are shaking and there will be so many people in there. I've complained to the council and all I've heard is excuses. They've done nothing and it makes me feel completely devalued and dismissed." It's not just doors slamming that Mr. Cercus has had to endure, with abuse and drug dealing rife too. However, Norwich City Council says it is trying to improve the situation. Presently, a partial closure order, a PCO, is in place at one of the properties, restricting access to all visitors. We strongly encourage Mr. Cercus and his neighbours to promptly report any breaches of the PCO to the police.
A charity delivering vital medical supplies has received a donation from a home builder. Norfolk Blood Bikes has been given £4,500 by Barrett and David Wilson Homes, Anglia. The grant will go towards servicing several of the charity's motorcycles and subsidising fuel costs. Over the past 10 years, the charitable organisation has completed more than 18,000 tasks and covered more than 1,079,375 miles to ensure the speedy delivery of critical supplies free of charge to local NHS hospitals. The donation was made as part of the Barrett Foundation's Community Fund Scheme, which supports a variety of charities across the UK. Mesgorle said, "This generous donation from Barrett and David Wilson Holmes will mean that Norfolk Blood Bikes can continue to live by our motto, 'We'll go no matter what.'" Simon Wood, Managing Director at Barrett and David Wilson Holmes Anglia, said, "The importance of the work of Norfolk Blood Bikes can't be stressed enough, as it provides a vital service to enhance patient care."
A teenage bird watcher has become best friends with her pet cockatiel, who loves to sing and dance to funk songs. Kiki's unique tricks include mastering an iPhone ringtone, singing the Earth, Wind & Fire hit September, and wolf whistling at his cockatiel girlfriend Luna. Grace Robinson, a 19-year-old trainee tattoo artist from Norwich, is a huge nature enthusiast and is keen to show off Kiki's quirks to inspire young people to get into nature. Cockatiels were one of the first species brought back to England from Australia in the early days of settlement in the late 18th century. Parrot Society UK describes the birds as ideal pets with perky behaviour that are relatively easy to keep, but advises allowing them to fly out of their cage. Birds that are well cared for can live for around 25 years.
A pioneering flight centre promoting low-emission aviation training has launched at Norwich Airport. Saxon Air is offering training on the Virus SW121A Explorer aircraft provided by Nebo Air, championing a world-leading 40% decrease in CO2 emissions compared with conventional planes. Training candidates can further minimise their carbon footprint through flight offsetting. Saxon Air and Nebo Air have been in partnership since 2022, aligning in their mutual goal to tackle aviation training's significant carbon impact. Nebo Air's leasing programme facilitates across to cutting-edge aircraft for learning establishments. Kerry Wilmot from Nebo Air said, "When introduced with the Velus Electro, the Explorer's exceptional environmental performance underlines our commitment to the decarbonisation of pilot training." Saxon Air's chief executive, Alex Durand, said, "Welcoming the UK's first Pipistrel Explorer into our fleet marks a milestone in our journey to offer affordable, lower-emission flight training."